Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, a guy who was always fantastic for us when he joined us during his Giant career. And he joins us right now to talk some Giant football. That's the great Antrell Roll. Antrell, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Antrell.
I'm doing good. How you fellas doing?
We're good, man. We're doing all right.
So what did you think of Odell Beckham Jr. and what he said to ESPN?
Well, just being in a situation where I've seen it like that before, I understood exactly where he was coming from, and I understood exactly what he meant. I didn't see a problem with what he said. And, you know, obviously, I think what people have to understand is that when you're doing an interview or something with ESPN or anything of that sort, it's going to be edited. So, you know, you're not going to see the questions that are being asked. You're only going to see the answers that are being given. So I'm pretty sure there was questions asked that we have not seen that in the public eye, but you are going to see the answers that Odell was giving.
No, and I said earlier, I want whenever I watch an interview and they edit it up and they put the music behind it, they make it all dramatic, I want to see the whole damn thing. I want to see the whole thing. I just don't want to be snippets of it. But, I mean, he took a shot at the quarterback. Didn't you take that as a shot at Eli Manning with what he said?
I wouldn't necessarily take it as a shot. I think he was being honest in what he said. But, you know, I think us in the public eye, and I say us because we obviously don't play the game anymore, I think we have to understand where his position is as a teammate, as a dominant player, as someone who is being asked questions. So if he would have said no comment, would that have been better? Because I know the New York media would have taken that and made whatever they want to make out of that comment. So he said exactly what I feel was needed to be said. I don't think it's a shot at Eli, but I think Eli has probably the broadest shoulders I've seen of any quarterback. You know, despite what his face may portray at certain times, Eli can handle a lot, and he has real thick alligator skin. So not a lot phases him. So I think Eli understands that Odell is frustrated, and rightfully so, because when you have arguably the best receiver in the league that is not helping his team win, you know, he's going to be aggravated. He's going to be upset. And when the team is losing, he's going to be upset because Odell is a guy that does not like to lose. And I think it's written on his face.
Antrell, what about the comment that he made that he pretty much doesn't want to be in the New York metropolitan area? How about that?
Well, I didn't see that he made that comment. When he asked, is he happy being in New York?
Right, right.
You know, obviously he said, you know, he likes the sunshine and, you know, he loves L.A., which who doesn't? I'm from Miami. If you ask me that comment, I'll say the same thing. I love Miami. I would never leave Miami. I'll be here for the rest of my life.
Right, right.
But this is what I have an issue with. When we were moving either. I wasn't happy in New York. So you have to take what he's saying with a grain of salt and not just want to take it as for what the world wanted to perceive it as. He's not happy with losing, and that's pretty much what he said. If the guy wasn't happy in New York, you don't think Odell could have got that payday somewhere else?
No, but you think about this. If I would have said to you, hey, Antrell, do you like New York? You may have mentioned the weather, but then you would probably talk about the passion of the fans and the passion of winning here and how great the city is. You would have given this a similar answer when it comes to the weather, because I get it. You're a Miami guy. I respect that. But you would have shown more love for this area. Odell just got paid. He got paid like 2 months ago. They gave him all this money.
Okay, now, so this is the part where we have to ask and be honest as spectators, as fans.
Right.
I come from University of Miami. I came from a winning program in my tenure there. My fans at University of Miami, the Orange Bowl was completely different than the fans and the atmosphere – at MetLife Stadium. So, in my opinion, you can't compare the two. They're totally different atmospheres. Not saying that one is better than the other, but they're completely different atmospheres. So, when you ask a person, are they happy in New York, you have to go back and think about all the things that have transpired in his tenure here in New York. Not saying that he isn't happy, because Odell loves New York. I know personally he loves New York. There's no place that he would rather be and win. But when you're talking about the culture of New York and how it has been as of late, it hasn't been good. As a fan, as a spectator, as a former player there, I know it hasn't been good because it wasn't good when I was there. Not saying that the organization isn't good, because the organization is great, but the culture of winning hasn't been good. And that's what he's trying to change right now. He's trying to change the culture of winning, because the one thing you don't want as a player is to be complacent with losing. So if I can lose a game, and 10 minutes later in the family waiting area, you can see me cheeky and ha-ha with my family, that means I don't care as much as some people may think I care. When I would lose a game, I don't want to see nobody. I want to take my ass home and go watch the film and figure out another way how we can get a win, because I cared about the game that much. I wanted to win.
Talking to Antrell Roll, our good buddy, of course, the former Giant, former Cardinal. What about this? Where are they right now? They're 1-4, Antrell. They got a huge game against the Eagles, who are having their problems too now, 2-3. They got a quick turnaround Thursday night at home. This is a game they got to win. I mean, what do you say to this team? Right, what would you say right now with where the Giants are at this point in time?
Well, if you would have asked me that before this past Sunday game, I would have said there it wasn't good. But this Sunday, I saw something different. I saw guys going out there and competing. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of bad calls being made on
right,
the official
right.
side. And I've seen guys saying, you know what, let's not worry about that. Let's overcome that. That's what I saw. I saw a team out there who was fighting. I saw a team out there who had grit. I saw a team out there who was determined to win. Did I have something to do with Odell? I don't know. But you know what, whatever the question it was answered. If there was a challenge, it was accepted. And if you go out there and tell me that I have to lose a game on a 63-yard field goal, I'll tell you every day of the week, so be it.
Well, you feel almost helpless, because defensively, I thought they did an okay job on that final drive. There was one chunk of yards that they gave up. I think it was DJ Moore who made a few plays in this game. But when a guy hits a 63-yard field goal, I know as a fan, you look at it and you're like, what the hell more are you supposed to do when a guy's hitting a 63-yard field goal to beat you?
Well, to be honest with you, as a defense, well, you always feel that you can do more.
Mm.
And myself, as an extreme competitor, if I lose a game on a 63-yard field goal, I'm going to go into that kicker and shake his hand and tell him you did a hell of a job, because that is something that you have to bow your head down to. You know, there's nothing you can do about that if someone makes a 63-yard field goal, which the guy could have kicked a 70-yard field goal with how – accurate yep. and the distance that he had on the ball. But I'll take that fight. I'll take those two Eli interceptions. I'll take that, as long as he's trying to make plays down the field. You know, I'll take that. I'll take them throwing, you know, the screen pass to Saquon Barkley, as long as they're being creative. Those are the type of plays that you want to take and you accept as a player, whether they're good or bad, whether successful or whether they fail, as long as you're trying to push the envelope.
When Coach, we're talking to Antrell Roe, when Coach Shermer said, because he was clearly ticked off about the whole interview, I mean, that's the impression you get from that press conference, he said the locker room will take care of it. He said it a few times. What do you think happened in that locker room? What do you think he meant by that, with the locker room taking care of it?
Okay, so this is where my experience steps in. Of course Coach is going to be mad. I had a similar situation like that, obviously, when we won the Super Bowl. Did I think Coach Coughlin would like that? Absolutely not. But when you're in a desperate situation and you think your team can do better and you know that they can do better, sometimes you got to step out on that limb. When I was in Arizona, I didn't say one word for 5 years. You know why? because I knew for three of those 5 years, we just were not a good football team. And for those last 2 years, we weren't the best of the best, but we had guys who can step out there and make plays, and we had guys who I knew was going to fight each and every single game, win, lose, or draw. So therefore, there's no need for me to say anything. But when I came to New York, there was a difference. We had the talent, but we weren't going out there producing. We had the guys to go out there and make plays, but we didn't always have the fire and the enthusiasm and the grit and the passion to go out there and win those games. So it made me extremely frustrated. Being a guy that played 5 years in New York, never missed a snap. I've only missed 3 practices in my 5-year tenure in New York. You weren't going to tell me that I wasn't going to say what I was going to say, how I was going to say it, and when I was going to say it. Because I felt like I deserved and I earned my right as a teammate, as a competitor, as someone who goes out there and puts it on the line week in and week out, that I was going to say what I was going to say. And my teammates had nothing else to say about what I had to say because, you know what, they knew I was right. Mm. They knew that it was 11, 12 guys sitting their ass over there on the sideline. So I agreed to get your ass out here on the field with me because I need to know what you're thinking. We need to be in sync. And that's all I was saying. And those guys who had an issue with it, like I tell you, a hit dog will holler because I didn't say any names. So if you came to me and you approached me, I told you to your face, yes, I was talking to you. Now you know I was talking to you. Now get your ass out here on the field with me because I need you. You're my brother. I need you. Mm-hmm. God damn it, let's go.
Let me ask you this, Antrell. 1-4 now. Do you see them turning the season around or not?
Whether I see them turn the season around or not, I really don't have an answer for that. But do I think it's possible? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Those guys have the weapons.
Right, right.
They might not be the most talented group, the most known group on defense. But them, if you play together, you can go out there and make things happen as they did this past weekend. Just get the guys on the same page. But it's like Odell said, you need more passion. You need more heart. That heart and that passion was shown this past Sunday. Now, if they keep that up and if they stay consistent, the sky's the limit for those guys. They're 1-4. They're 1-4. That season is far from being over with. You have to believe.
Was there any part of the interview, maybe it's Lil Wayne sitting next to him, which I didn't understand why. I mean, why Lil Wayne is sitting there? I mean, he's a talented performer, don't get me wrong, but I don't know why he's there going, after Odell says things. Did you have any issue with what Odell said in that interview at all?
Well, I watched the interview on YouTube, and it was like maybe a six and a half minute clip.
Right.
And from what I saw, I didn't have a problem with anything he said. I can see how some things could construed and taken and twist and turn, which we all know the media is going to do anyway, especially people saying that he's a selfish player and, you know, he was talking about I. For anyone who knows Odell, for anyone who's been to a practice, for anyone who's ever seen this guy go out there and perform just in practice, I'm not talking about the game, I'm talking about practice, you will know that he's not an I player. You will know that this guy does not care about the money. We all love our money. Don't get me wrong, but it's not about the money. This guy wants to win. He wants to change the losing culture, which has been there for quite some time over the past decade. It's been there for a while. So he wants to win. And when he was referring and talking about I, he was talking about how he can do more to help the team. Not necessarily about his own accolades, but if he's a wide receiver, I was a defensive back. I can't really control the game like that, but he can. If you get him the ball, he can help you win. He can control the outcome of the game because he's that gifted and that great of a receiver.
Well, he did control the outcome of this past game. That muff basically
didn't help him.
It hurt him. I mean, he had some bad – look, he had some great moments in this game. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he throws a touchdown pass.
And he had some bad ones.
And he had some bad ones. Absolutely.
And he had some bad ones. Absolutely. And those are the players that, you know what, after the game you say, damn – those are the players that stick with you because the good players are going to come. Yeah, you finally got your touchdown. You had over a buck in the game, but it's that muff punt that was crucial. So as a player, I know that that's gonna sting him. That's going to burn him as a player because it will burn me. Obviously, I think that's a turning point in the game, and I'll be the first to tell you, I love Odell as a person. He's a little brother to me, but when he messes up, I'm the first one to call him and tell him, you know what? You're messing up. You got to straighten this up. Let's go. Tighten up. This is how you handle this situation. So it's not like I'm just, oh, my God, Team Odell, and I'm biased to the fact. No, you got to be more aware of where you are in the punt return and get your ass out of the way because situations like that will occur. But that doesn't discredit anything that he said in that interview because he was right and he was dead on. So when I saw that interview, it really hit home for me because I saw myself talking in that interview.
You know what, though? When we had you on, you were very opinionated, no doubt. You would call out about needing more fire and more passion. I never felt, though, that you were calling out individuals. I never heard you call out the quarterback. Now, I understand you played on another side of the ball. I get that. And that was one of the big differences I got, just as somebody watching it. I took it as, A, took a shot at Eli. B, was blaming everybody. So I get it. You were an opinionated guy, and I love it. I still love it. But it came out differently with you. I never felt you were taking shots at individual people.
To be honest, I mean, I can't say that he just took a shot at Eli. Although we can all come to the assumption that that's who he was referring to.
Of
that's
course.
Who he's talking about. But okay, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If it was myself taking a shot at, oh, not necessarily taking a shot, but speaking what I truly believe about an Osa Yomayura, about a Corey Webster, about a Justin Tuck, would it have been taken to that extreme?
Depends who.
Absolutely not.
It depends who. If it's Justin Tuck,
okay.
Yes.
But it's because we're talking about Eli Manning. Now, I'm an Eli fan. I ride and die with Eli to the fullest. But we all can admit that there has been some raised eyebrows this year because you're questioning, you know, Eli, I need you to move around a little bit in that pocket, baby. I need you to buy a little bit more time. I need you to move downfield because if I'm Eli's teammate, I'm on the defense side of the ball. That's exactly what I'm going to tell him. Eli, come on, baby. Like, this league has evolved. These guys are bigger, faster, stronger. And you know what? Now you're protected a little bit more on the offensive side of the ball, especially in the quarterback position with the calls that are being made. But I need you to move around, baby. I need you to look at me downfield. Eli, take some shots. Whether you throw an interception or not, it's okay. Believe in me. I'll make the play. I'll come down with it. And I think that's pretty much all he's saying. Just take a chance. Eli is a great quarterback. Hall of Famer in my eyes. He's a guy that I ride with, win, lose, or draw. But we need to see more. We got to see more from Eli. We need to see him extend the plays more. We need to see him move around the pocket more and move that pocket a little bit. Take some chances. Because you know what? It's going to work out in your favor as well. And Eli can do that. We know. We've all seen him done.
Antrell, you got it, your own show yet or no?
Nah, man, but y'all need to sign me on, man. I need a job. What's
Well, the problem is we don't pay a lot, Antro. Yeah, that's the problem. That's,
yeah. You used to making, you know, real money. You know what I mean, Antro?
But you know, with this whole thing, I think it's really been blown out of proportion. And when you're in that locker room, there is a difference. You know, this is a great franchise, a story franchise, a franchise that is even one of the most and popular franchises in all of America.
Is he there?
With that,
oh, here he is.
Let's get back. And I think that's all the message that Odell is trying to send. Maybe he could have worded it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
I don't know. But at the same token, this guy is saying something. If I'm the New York media and I'm the New York team, I'm worried about the guys who are not saying anything. Because do they care? How do they feel when they go home at night? Are they just counting the stacks or are they counting those losses? Because I was the guy counting the losses. I could have cared less about stacks.
Well, but it sounded like Odell does care about stats. I mean,
yeah,
he cares about
bit.
Winning, but he's talking about, hey, look at these other receivers. They're putting up these numbers and that number. So it does kind of sound like he's talking
about
stats
a little.
Not stats, not the statistics. We're talking about the stacks.
The facts.
Okay.
The facts. We're talking about the facts, the dollars.
I see.
Well, I got you.
But let's be honest. What receiver does not care about their
well, statistics? Because most receivers.
He can do more. See, Mario is just trying to dig. Because what receiver doesn't care about their own statistics?
Because if
he gets off, there's a better chance of the team winning.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is.
It's also a very diva-esque position.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And we expect that from them. Let's be honest. We expect that from them. Now, if you have a guy that's complacent, a guy of Odell caliber that is complacent with getting, you know, underpasses and you know, going for 60 yards a game, and he's not saying anything, then you question now, well, damn, is Odell a fat cat? Is he okay now that he's gotten his money?
Right.
Hell
right.
No, he's not okay because he wants to win, and he wants his yards, and he wants to be amongst the best because he is one of the best. Mm. Let's call a spade. Let's keep it 100 because you know I am.
I got you. Hey, we always love talking to
Antrell. Yeah. I'll tell you what, damn it. You give me Odell as a teammate for my 5 years that I'm there in New York, and I guarantee we put together 2 or 3 Super Bowls. Put it that way.
2 or 3.
Giant fans would have loved that, that's for sure. Well, Antrell, we appreciate
Antrell,
it, man.
It's always a pleasure, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know we love you.
The great
Antrell Roll.
Antrell Roll. And believe this or not, I got to give a factoid that is going to blow everybody's mind. We had Antrell on weekly. And he was, at times after losses, as loud and as angry and as passionate as we just heard. Never before did we have to hit the dump button.
3 times.
It was actually 4.
I think that, it was 4. It reminded me of an interview that the X-Man, Xavier McDaniel, did many years ago on this station.
Right.
And it was very similar. Except I think that it was, instead of the S word, which we got, I think we got 1 F from.
I think there may have been.
Yeah, I think there was 1 F from Antrell and 3 S's. I remember that the X-Man interviewer, I think it was a lot of Fs.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of Fs.
What's funny about it is
Xavier
that...
Xavier McDaniel. Probably, we're talking 25, 30 years ago, early 90s.
But what's weird is that Antrell was on as a player, and we didn't have to hit the dump button.
I was going to mention to Antrell, if you're going to have your own show, you may not want to use that word on your show.
No.
I did want to mention that thing.
So I disagree with a lot of what he said. Obviously, we were debating it, but I respect his passion because clearly he had it.
Antrell's tremendous.
He's great.
We love him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.